Hey, everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another wonderful, great, fantabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony.
What is good? What is good on this lovely Thursday?
On this lovely Thursday, it is doing, you know, things are good. I can't complain. It's wonderful.
Awesome. What you drinking on? What you sipping on?
I'm drinking on a pina colada.
It's blue, so That's different. Okay, I'm here for it. I'm having a strawberry peach Bellini.
Wonderful.
Yes. All right, so I decided that we are not going to call the Hot Topics segment the Hot Topics anymore. We are going to call it the Foolery. Because half these motherfucking stories are tomfoolery.
I agree.
So, this episode is about to be about nothing but the foolery.
The foolery.
All right. To start this wonderful episode off, let's talk about this, the fact that CVS and Walgreens has decided that they're going to sell the abortion pill in their stores where it's legal. Now, I know this is under the foolery segment, and we know we are pro-life on this podcast, so we don't necessarily think this is foolery, but the people that are protesting and no longer shopping at CVS and Walgreens, they get the title for the foolery.
Exactly. Which I don't know how easy they think it's going to be just to cut out Walgreens or CVS. You just can't not shop there. So good luck with that, people.
I mean, yeah, because not all places have, you know, the mom and pop pharmacies. Why? Because CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid pretty much have put them all out of business.
Exactly.
So, I don't know what y'all gonna do for y'all prescriptions.
Exactly. It's not like they live in Mayberry or somewhere. I mean, where they have the local, they can stop shopping there. This is just, people are canceling shit. If it doesn't pertain to you, then you don't even have to be bothered with the abortion pill. If you're not gonna be trying to get abortions, that part of that business don't have nothing to do with you.
Right.
I'm over people.
Yes.
All of them.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I think it's a good thing that Walgreens and CVS are going to be selling the abortion pill in the states that abortion is still legal. However, I hope they keep track of who's buying it, because again, abortion pills should not be used as birth control. Put on a condom.
They'll probably get on the pill. Child abusers. See what they're child abusers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There will probably be some people taking advantage of that. But for the most part, they probably won't. I think that they probably will keep a tab on who's buying it. You probably have to get it from the pharmacy area.
I mean, I hope so, because I can't imagine it any other way. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to have a prescription for it. I don't know. Who knows? Thank you, Walgreens and CVS, for making that possible for all the people to have abortions when they are just being doing what they're doing.
So, thank y'all. But the next thing that we're jumping into is this Texas couple who are facing multiple charges after being accused of sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl. Like, When y'all gonna stop? Leave people kids alone.
So who are the people and how do they know the girl? Did they kidnap her? Were they neighbors? Were they friends, family? Do you have any more deets?
Yeah, I'm pulling them up right now. Because I just, every time I see one of these stories, I just be like, nope. Okay, I'm not going to say no one is getting away with this anymore, but your chances of getting caught is way more likely than in the past.
Is it though? Is it?
I think so. You don't think so?
I don't think so, because just think of, say, for instance, you're just going to your local gas station or whatever, and you might get snatched up and then swapped and all that. I don't, if you just go silent, or you're in between flights, or you get into an Uber, you just don't, I mean, the trail can end very quickly if there's no money trail, if your phone is cut off, if just so many things, like you can get to and still get trafficked.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I'm just saying people need to leave people alone. So,
and Houston is a high area for trafficking too.
It's, you know what, and it's mostly major cities that have multiple highways because mm-hmm. it's easy in, easy out type of scenario. But people need to leave people alone. Just leave folks alone. Go sell your pussy or your dick.
Right. Why you gotta try to traffic mine? Because yeah. It's good. I know it's good. I know. But shit.
So anyway, this it says this Texas couple, they trafficked a teen girl in South Florida. And the 17-year-old girl was solicited sex from like all types of clients. Let's see, it says Dade County Police, Miami-Dade Police detective said that around 2 months ago, Jaylee Walsh, 21, and Xavier Latrell Smith, 32, were recruiting young girls for sex work in Dallas when they met the 17-year-old victim. So this is someone that they met. So after they met her, they started to arrange meetings for potential customers, you know, to solicit her for prostitution. So they even did like some commercial advertising. They labeled her the Cuban doll. And so that's going to be a whole another debacle. So you guys have sex trafficked a little girl and she's of a Cuban descent.
Yo,
yeah, this is
wrong. I know how it happens. So women or teenagers friend these people who they think as friends, they think that they're close to age, and then they set up these double dates or whatever when they're really being trafficked dates, or the girl is really not trying to be their friend. It's just easier. A woman will make friends with a woman much faster than she will a man, because it is safer, when it's really not, because bitches are just as evil as men these days.
And the thing about this is, like, they did befriend the girl. She was willing to do this. According to the police documents, they stayed a week in Florida. She made about 10 G's and she split it with the couple.
Wait a minute. So she was willing to be trafficked? Sold?
Yeah. Yep. So just like you said, they befriended. Yeah, they befriended her so well that she agreed to it.
But is that trafficking, really? If someone agrees to, well, I guess it is, but why are they in trouble again? I'm confused. If she agreed,
you know, first of all, you can't sell pussy.
Everywhere. I get it.
Period. Anywhere. You can't sell pussy. That's you can't. And number two, you can't come from Dallas and then go sell the pussy in Florida.
Right, that's trafficking. I get it. I understand. Yeah. So, but why? Where's the girl? When I hear trafficking, for some reason, my head goes to the kid has been kidnapped and they're trafficking her. Not the bitch was willing to do it, and now all of them should be in trouble for trafficking, not just the people who convinced her to traffic, because the bitch was already gone.
She is a minor. They are two grown ass adults, 21 and 32.
21
is a child. She is 17. Yeah, the 21-year-old, I'm sure, is the one who befriended her. But they're in the same age bracket-ish.
Yes, and the 32-year-old should be in trouble. But I'm not shaming this.
Well, this is just foolery, remember? We just doing foolery. Okay. We're not shaming nobody.
Yeah, it is foolery. All of it's foolery. All of it.
Yeah, it's just foolery. Collectively
are some fools.
So, you want to see the couple?
Oh, God, yes. Please.
All right. Here is the couple. Waiting for my phone to turn.
I just know they're going to look a fucking mess. Put it up closer. Oh, wait. I need to bring you closer. What did... and, of course, they don't have a picture of the minor. Because I need to know what the fuck she looked like. If they look doll, like that...
She probably was a cute little Cuban girl. She made $10,000 in a week. But I don't know what the going price is for pussy.
That could have been $2,000 a night.
That's why I said I don't know what the going price is for it. So I don't know what.
Listen.
She made more than $1,000 a night. That's all I'm saying.
If I'm going to be trafficking this pussy and people come up to me and be like, hey, you want to get paid, blah, blah, these motherfuckers better look like Brad Pitt and goddamn Halle Berry trying to solicit me to sell this. Not goddamn Rashawn and my goddamn Shaquilla.
Cause she cachet.
Exactly. No. Silly ass. Absolutely not. That is some foolery.
That's what I'm saying. It's so much foolery. So
golly.
I'm just saying, like,
what the fuck, man?
I can definitely see how the 17-year-old and the 20-year-old became friends. I could see that.
Yes.
I can definitely see that. First of all, how long has a 21-year-old and a 32-year-old been kicking it? Like, what's up?
He probably told her she was beautiful. And she probably is on the inside. I don't know. He told her she was beautiful. He told her everything she wanted to hear. She fell for the okie doke. So they it could be 7, 8, 9 months. It might not even be that long. And then here she go. And do you think I'm gonna spend my money with them? Half?
She's 17. She's splitting her money. She's splitting it. How's she gonna get back to Dallas?
I'm in the wrong. Not that I want to be in the trafficking business, but there are so many other routes I could have took with my life. It's that fucking easy. I got it. Anyway.
$10,000 in a week, bitch.
Hey. This little Cuban cutie. It's not funny. But sometimes you just gotta laugh at this shit because it really is just silly. They don't even think. They're not even, these young teenagers and girls, they're not even thinking with their brain. They're thinking of just money, like money. Everything's money driven and based right now.
Yeah, they don't realize that, like, now we are not speaking of individuals who were taken and trafficked. We are speaking of individuals who voluntarily through an influence became prostitutes.
Exactly.
I don't think that, you know, these individuals are thinking about the longevity of their life. Like, what happens when you 30 and your shit is worn the hell out? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens when you've had so many abortions that you now meet the man of your dreams and now you can't have kids, or you've had so many STDs from all these sex capades that you can't have kids. Like, they don't think about the, you know, results, the end result of the act.
Correct. It's just the short-term shit that they can buy, I guess. Everybody wants to be, get titties and ass and Maseratis, I guess. I don't fucking know what kind of cars they driving now, but I guess more power to you.
All right, moving on to the next foolery. So there's a town in Tennessee, a small little Tennessee town, where a cop married a female officer and decided that he was going to let the whole office, the whole station, just run a train on his wife.
Wait a minute. Is that what that was? Because wait a minute. Was this okay? So she was up for the okay. Was she forced, is what I'm trying to know, or was she open to?
The story reads as a small Tennessee police station has been rocked by allegations of wild sex misconduct after a married female officer allegedly had steamy romps with six male officers, including an illicit on-duty liaison.
So there were several.
She did this shit voluntarily.
Yes. There were several different individuals. You said six.
Six.
I just don't understand. What was in her head? Like,
I mean, she was in an open marriage she was in an open marriage, so she was being open.
Those police officers look like a mess. Those police officers are the police officers that you see, that you picture going to Krispy Kremes.
She was like bragging about their genitals and who was well endowed and who was not. And I think it's crazy because like she was just fired and some of the men were just suspended. Like women, they always be like, everybody should have got fired. If y'all gonna fire somebody, why are you gonna fire her? She did a service.
Right, she was passed around.
She was like, serving her community.
She wasn't protecting and serving. She was just serving. That is... I don't... Why? I mean, do it. Do what you do. But to the with your workers? With your co-workers?
I'm just saying, if you're going to be in that swing of life, if you're going to be out here putting yourself out there, why not sleep with your coworkers?
Why not?
Yeah, you so distracted by the window. I need you to close it.
I'm sorry. Somebody's walking up to my house. So I'm like, who is this and why? I don't want to dribble away. Distracted. They be the Mormons. I think they tracked me down. I'm having a hard time agreeing with you in the coworker situation. It's one coworker, yes. Two, maybe. But all of them in the small country town, all of the whole police force, and the liaison? No.
I think her husband told on her because he was mad that she was bragging about the black dude's big black cock.
It's his fault.
I feel like he told on her. I think he dry snitched.
He probably did, because he's like, this bitch is too excited about, especially that black officer that she had. I know there was one black officer in the mix. Oh, was he the husband?
No, her husband was not black.
That is hilarious.
But she was so bold that like when they would have like events like football parties or pool parties, hot tub parties, like she would just be kissing all of them, just like round robin it. Like she didn't care. Like she didn't care. And I think he was embarrassed that she was making a fool of him.
You did it. You signed me up for this shit, bruh.
Yeah. The black dude with the big black cock, he was fired too.
The black dude with the big black cock. Yeah, because
I'll tell you his name. His name is Seneca Shields, Detective Seneca Shields. He was let go.
Sound like he got a big old cock.
I like the name Seneca.
Seneca. I do too.
Yeah.
He was easy on the eyes too. He wasn't bad looking.
Yeah, he looked decent.
Yeah. But them other ones, they go from up, down, up, down, up, down.
That's Seneca with the big black cock.
Oh, God.
And this is a couple.
So they fired her and the only black officer on the force. That's racist.
Yeah, the other ones, it says, oh, she had a threesome with somebody. I didn't even see that. Oh, the husband and her had a threesome. Okay, so if y'all want to know what the couple looked like, this is what the couple looked like. Poor thing. I know her parents are just livid.
It's the shame.
Because she looked like she be make, like she can make the best snickerdoodle cookies.
Oh, if she, they're that's, young that's too.
Yeah, they're young. Yeah, I
young and dumb. Young and old to be young and dumb again. What the hell?
I'm not letting a motherfucker run a train on me. That's not happening. Oh, it was more than one black guy. It's another black guy, Lewis Powell. Oh, he was fired too.
Okay, so two of the black officers were. That's the one I saw. He got a dog.
Yeah, he on the K-9 unit. And then
I'm trying to understand why they got fired.
Okay, and then this is one of the other officers, Larry Holiday. He's also on the K-9 unit. He was suspended.
He looked like he ain't never had no life.
He looked like he be doing extra stuff to his dog.
Definitely looks like he be letting his dog kiss him in the mouth.
Definitely. And that's all the pictures that they have on this report that I'm looking at. I wanted to see everybody.
Well, dang. That is some foolery. I don't feel like any of them should be fired. I feel like all of them should have been placed on a warning. And I think she brought that, it's just like Eve, she brought that sickness into the garden. She should have been banished. Her and her husband should have been the ones let go. It was their sexcapades that got all the other people involved. They started it.
Well, apparently, him and the husband got into a physical altercation. And
Powell
beat the crap out of the husband.
So he's the one with the big black cock. Not the other one.
No, the big black cock was under the other guy. That's why I read it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I said she got two big black cocks. No, the other one is definitely related to the Seneca story.
Oh. That is funny. Oh, well.
That is foolishness and freaking mayhem. Like, what are y'all doing out here?
So the husband, he got his ass beat.
He got his ass beat.
Because the wife then went and said, Lowry.
Every time he go to work, everybody laughing at him because his ass,
Yeah, they point fingers on laughing at him.
They just be to him. They just be all in his face talking to him so he can smell his wife's pussy. On their breath, they'd be like, hey man, how you doing?
That's so rude. And disrespectful.
I think I can smell my wife's pussy on your breath.
That is so rude and disrespectful. She's, oof.
She's giving. She's very giving.
That's exactly why I don't trust the police. You can't trust them, man. You can't trust the popos.
She is very giving. Why y'all mad at this woman for giving? Now, this next one is one of your favorite topics.
Don't say anything.
Because I know how much you enjoy hearing stories about transgender individuals going over to the other side and competing in sports. I know you don't. So anyway, a transgender swimmer, she struggled to stay out of last place after she joins a male team. This is the opposite. Normally it's the women, the male to female joining the ladies team. Also, this is a female to male.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Joining the male swimming team. She barely beats one guy.
And so what's the problem? She mad?
I mean, I thought you was going to give a shit because you normally, you just be like, what the fuck?
Bitch, if you was beating the bitches, you should have stayed over there where you was beating the bitches, not trying to go over there and swim with Michael Phelps them. You're not going to win.
But he is 21. He is 21 years old. He goes to Yale and he swims on the Yale men's swimming team. First of all, I applaud the fact that Yale even allowed a transgender person to be on the male team.
It's swimming. You know, it's not fucking basketball or football. It's swimming.
That'll be next, though.
It's fucking swimming. No one's
lying. I can't wait to see my first transgender woman in the NFL.
Nobody is lining up to see the fucking swimmers at Yale. Now they are because the transgender, that's the only reason. We'll see how fast this bitch will float. They don't give a, I mean, her, him, see how they float. And nobody ain't giving a fuck. Ain't nobody giving a fuck about the swim team at Yale. That's why I couldn't even give this story that much energy. I thought she was, I mean, yes, swimming is a sport, but I thought she was going to say the male wants to be a girl and he was going to the girls' team beating all them. Then I would have something to say. But the bitches don't give it to the men.
No, because it's always the other way around. That's why when I saw the story, I definitely got to do this with Ebony because it's always the male going to the female side
right.
And whooping and dusting the females. This is the other exactly. way around.
So that's
She's
what
struggling
you
out here. She's struggling. You
go, the struggle's fucking real. Would you go try to do some shit against a fucking man, period. Unless you want to have a fucking bake-off or something. And even then, you might get fucking Chef Ramsay or some fucking body.
Not a bake-off.
You know, that's, I'm being sexist and all that shit. It doesn't matter.
Do you got any stories?
I have
any foolery?
I have only one fuckery. And I don't even know the details. I don't even know the details of the story. I just know that Kanye West ass they got married. And apparently he married somebody who kind of favors Kim Kardashian. And she used to work, I guess she helped design the Yeezys or used to work for Yeezys. What are his company's name? I don't fucking know. Trying to pull up
the phone. He married a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
He married someone who, this is his wife. From the close your eyes real fast and open them. Don't she look like? Her name is, I want to say it was, her name is Bianca Censori. Love the name, Censori. So obviously she's Italian. And, or Greek of some sort. And yeah, so they had a private ceremony and he has a ring on his finger and TMZ, you know, if TMZ said it, he did it. And he's got a ring on his finger.
Uh-oh, it changed. You touched the top.
God damn it. Oh, well, he's got a ring on his finger and TMZ told the story. So apparently he got married on Elvis's birthday, which is also my mom's birthday, which is January 8th.
So, oh, happy birthday. I didn't know that it was her birthday. I just sent her belated.
Yeah. So congratulations to
Kanye and Bianca.
Kanye and Bianca.
His name ain't Kanye anymore. His name is Ye. Or Ye.
His mama named Kanye. I'm going to call him Kanye.
Yay.
So, yeah, I mean, look. The only person that I've seen him link to since the divorce was her. Maybe he dated the other little skinny girl model. But, you know, obviously it wasn't that serious. Who knows? But Kempton had several. So let him go out and play and marry whoever who the fuck he wants to marry. And it's only his second marriage. He'll be okay. Is this the second marriage for him?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you, Kanye.
I'm just saying, is he picking out her outfits? She looked like she already a model.
Yeah, she might be a model, but you know, he does have a good taste for fashion. He's got a good fashion sense.
He does. That's why I said, is he picking out her outfits?
Yeah, he's so, I would let him dress me if he came through Birmingham and he was like, you, I want to dress you. I would wear them Yeezys. I kind of like the black ones. They got some colorful ones. I would wear them.
If he saw me, he probably gave me the middle finger. He not styling me.
I mean,
we had a run in many years ago. We kind of grew up in his summer grow up was around the corner from me. I didn't remember him.
He probably don't.
And that's where the problem happened. Because he was like, you know who I am? Yeah. And I was like, no, and get the fuck away from me. Basically, my face said that. And I was like, no. Like, yeah.
No, that nobody gives a shit about Kanye. We give a shit about Gabe, but Kanye is whatever. So congratulations to them. And I hope she has as many babies as her body can hold. And they just,
you think you gonna have kids with her?
Hell no, I don't think this marriage is going to last to the end of the fucking 6 months. In 6 months, we'll be seeing in other news, Kanye and Bianca have divorced and she's getting 20% of some Yeezy shoes or some shit.
Oh, she ain't getting nothing. Oh, that prenup was real. She ain't getting shit. Y'all, everybody be talking shit about him. But he ain't that motherfucking crazy.
Yeah, he did have a funny point.
That motherfucker made her sign some papers. You came in this bitch with what you got, you're leaving this bitch with what you got.
Be like, hold on, swell up. No, I'm gonna have to leave here a little bit more than what I got now. I can't leave with what I came in with. I'm either gonna have to be upgraded to something. If I come in with, I got down 2015,
he probably giving her like $1 million and a car and one house.
I'll take it. Fine.
Bitch, you spend $1, you are no longer a millionaire. So
I'm not, who gives a fuck about the millions? I need to be in a better situation than how I came in it.
How long is $1 million really gonna last you if you live in a celebrity lifestyle?
I never heard of this bitch, have you? She probably don't live in a celebrity.
I mean, we didn't really research her. She might have some shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I said me, bitch. I don't live a celebrity lifestyle. Target is my favorite store. We're talking about me.
You said Target is my
We're talking about me. Okay, shit.
Okay.
$1 million it would do me right.
My bad. I was talking about her. Okay, we went on the same.
Kanye, I will sign your prenup for $1 million, a house and a car.
And you Nick get to Cannon. Keep all the gifts and clothes and shit that he has.
I get to keep all the shit that he wants to lavish me with because he wants the world to think he's doing big shit. Yeah, I'll take all of it. Nick Cannon. I would be one of your baby's mamas if I had a uterus. I'll be here for the check. Oh, let me say this, because my rap music and rap artists knowledge is not very profound. It's very boxy. I only know a few rappers and all that. I know who Trick Daddy is, but I didn't really listen to Trick Daddy back in the day. somebody must have posted a picture of Trick Daddy from back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
And I was like,
before his skin started messing up and before he got sick. Yeah, Trick Daddy was cute on Young Nan. He was cute.
Trick Daddy could have got all of this and some. And then somebody was in the comments and said, he's still fine. I said, this bitch trying to reach out. She wants him to reach out to her now. But I like Trick Daddy.
I feel like sometimes when you have childhood crushes or teenage crushes or crushes, period, mm-hmm. whatever they visually look like at the time that you was crushing on them, that's what you always see.
Really?
I feel like that. I was in a dating situation like that. And I feel like that when that person realized that I was not the 16, 17, 18 year old girl from high school, reality check, baby.
I think, yes.
I was even told that.
Yeah, but I also think when you, because I remember you had a high school crush. And that motherfucker don't look nothing like how he used to look in high school.
Who was my high school crush?
I mean, he probably wasn't a high school crush. He was like just a crush.
Give me some initials.
Oh. M. E. I think.
Oh my God. You are so right.
I know.
Oh my God.
And that is a serious crush gone wrong. So I'm sorry. Let me ask you this because you said let me ask my question.
Okay.
That's my question. Now, your crush in high school was fine as fuck.
Right.
Do you still see your crush as the way you saw him when he was in high school?
I literally saw him that way until I encountered him as an adult. Baby, when that thing walked up to me and them hips was like boom, 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 I was like, oh, he got woman hips.
That shit hit different.
Bitch, the whole crush melted away. It was like, melted? This is what you suck with. I can't do it.
Yo, for some reason, this has been stuck in my head and it's so rude as fuck. And I mean, no disrespect, but it's kind of disrespectful. Shit emoji. That's all I can think about. And it may not be that bad, but.
That was the meanest shit. You know, somebody, okay, so I'm just going to say it. So, so we had Ari Spears on the show. And immediately, you know, we're all hyped up. Oh yeah, Ari Spears is gonna be on the show. So excited. We telling everybody. I tell my cousin, and my cousin was like, I don't like him. And I said, well, what's wrong with him? Cause you know, I be paying attention, but I don't be paying attention.
Right.
So she sends me the story. Oh no, I got it.
Yeah, but I didn't really listen to it. And so I just thought that he called her fat. I didn't know that it was.
Yeah, because when I told you, I was like, oh, my cousin don't like him. He's like, oh, well, yeah, because he said Lizzo was fat. No, I'm gonna play what he said.
No. But I died because that shit, as a comedian, that shit was fucking hilarious.
That shit was mean as fuck.
It was mean, but he admitted that he looked like the shit emoji too. So, I mean, but he's, you know, working on himself, trying to lose weight. Like, he said, I'm not the most, he thinks he's handsome. I'm sure Lizzo thinks she's cute as well.
We about to hear it. Let's hear it. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we was about to hear it. Okay, here we go. Maybe. What is going on? It don't want to play. Oh, I hate that so bad. Okay, there we go.
Music, man. Lizzo. Lizzo? Yeah, bro. Have you heard her shit, yo? Like, as a songwriter, yo.
I can't get past the fact that she looks like the shit emoji. She got a very pretty face. But
wait a minute. I like to die. That shit was rude as fuck.
But he comes from the era and time when comedians could be fucking comedians. So that shit was funny as fuck. I mean,
I laugh hard.
I love Lizzo. I love her. And I love how she owns her everything, sexuality, yes. herself. I love her. I love but her that shit was funny character. As fuck. And she do not look like a shit emoji, but that shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah,
she especially does not coming look like from a shit somebody emoji. Else that, you know, has their own weight challenges and could probably be fed if they look like some shit or something else. I don't know. But he owned up to it. He was like, I know I ain't the most attractive motherfucker either, but.
Right. Right. Because at one point in time in his life, he was somebody's high school crush. And all these years later, somebody's probably not crushing that much anymore.
I don't know. If he licking titty sweat and...
Like we said, getting hot towels after cold showers and using ice cubes to suck kneecaps.
Kneecaps. I mean, he might be with his crush. Shit.
All I can say is we getting some crushed ice tonight.
I can't wait until my partner come back so we can experiment.
Yeah, I was like, I'm taking note. No, you said
yeah.
Fresh start. Yeah.
Yeah,
really dope episode with Aries Spear, so thanks for that.
It was, we appreciate him, but yeah, that was some more fuckery.
That was some fuckery. I mean, since we're talking about shit, that was some fuckery.
That was some real fuckery.
But it was some fuckery.
It was. I wonder how Lizzo took that comment. Was she offended? Because, you know, she never said anything about it. But I think at this point, she's probably over commenting totally. About people making comments about her weight and how she dresses and things like that. I support any woman who can walk around with any type of confidence because...
I agree.
You know, I'm smaller than what I used to be, but I was still self-conscious about showing my stomach, things like that. And there are women that are just overweight, that are considered obese, that they be wearing that shit. And if I put that shit on, I can't even touch them. You know what I'm saying? Like some women's confidence in the way they wear their clothes and how they design them, you know, fashion themselves, that should be so player. Like it is so everything. You know what I'm saying?
Of just people that have those type of creative minds that just put it on and make it look effortlessly.
They don't give a fuck. That's the problem. Like yeah. I looked in the mirror me today and I said, damn bitch, you look good. And just walk outside and everything just spilling out or doing what it's doing. And they owning it. Like I see it all the time. Like, and I always compliment. I just want to put this disclaimer out. Just because I compliment you and I'm a bisexual woman, it don't mean I'm trying to hit on you. Like I genuinely be complimenting women on shit that like, especially women who just exude confidence in whatever they, I'd be like, girl, you was working that. Or girl, I like that haircut on you. Like I'm going to pay a compliment where it is due. But yeah. And this, I had one person was like, oh, you must like women. No, bitch, I really genuinely like your outfit. Like, I do, but I'm not telling you that. Like, you can't even compliment a motherfucker no more.
Nah, people, they think, and guys have been saying that too. Like, bitch, just because I say hello to you, or I say, you know, have a good day, or you look wonderful, does not mean I'm trying to leave my wife and have an affair or some shit. So, yeah. But, ooh, it's been some tomfoolery.
I got one more foolery and then I'm gonna let you do the say my name.
Okay.
I got one more foolery and it's some foolery and shame worthy. Only thing is I couldn't get this man's name. I looked at all these freaking reports and I could not find this stupid man's name. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about the dumbass man, maybe it's in the comments. No, it's not in the comments. This dumbass man who decides that he wants to quote unquote court a 12-year-old, met her online, decided he was gonna come to her house. When he got to her house, her daddy was like, "Hey, how you doing? Sick him." Dog attacked the man.
Oh,
kudos to the daddy.
Bravo, dad.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'll be damned. You're not going to, first off, you've been trying to solicit my 12-year-old daughter. He's lucky he didn't get shot.
So you want to see the video? Because there's a video.
Oh, is the video on it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got a video. I ain't going to let you hear, you want to hear the screaming too? you want the whole thing or just see it?
Give me all of it.
All right.
That is funny.
Bet you won't come around here again. Bet you won't talk to another 12-year-old.
And nowhere else. You're right, yes.
First of all, another country, because this was in another country. But he ain't trained his dogs right. I didn't see no blood. I mean, he, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see him rip him apart.
Yeah, I wanted to see some mauling. Some mauling action.
Some mauling, yeah. The dog was like overplaying with him.
Exactly.
Like I'm gonna nip you, but I'm not really gonna break your skin.
It sounded vicious, but
yeah,
it was nothing. Okay.
I'm sure he has some bites because one of the dogs did have his arm and was like doing that yank yank. Oh. So I'm sure one of them, but the other one looked like he was like, I'm just doing it because the other one is here. Like, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I couldn't get the man's name so I could freaking shame him, but you know what, like, that is just shame the fuck on him. Loser. So that's it for my foolery fuckery, whatever we want to call it. That's the first one of the year. Y'all been out here in these streets doing what and why. Cut it out. Y'all need to cut it out. Anyway. Say my name.
Okay. Good job. I see you took my advice from last episode and stayed in that room, the acoustics. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, this is a, okay. Ebony, in all caps, !! Oh. I'm guessing it's serious. I am in desperate need of your advice. I have been sleeping with my husband's boss for 6 years, been married 7. I'm pretty positive that my husband only has his career because of me and my throat, LOL. Wait, this isn't a joke. Well, I recently told his boss that I couldn't sleep with him any longer. And he has threatened to fire my husband. What do I do? I've tried to convince my husband that he's too good for this company, but he won't leave. I'm not interested in his boss anymore. Oh, did I mention I've fallen in love with his cousin? Ebony, please, I need your serious advice. No time for games. This is crucial.
You is a trash ass individual, and that's all I got to say. You are trash. Are you serious? Okay, so y'all got married a year later. First of all, you've been with the husband for 7 years, married to him for 7 years. You've been with him for 6 years, the boss. So that means a year into your marriage, you was having an affair, which I'm pretty sure it didn't just start. So you probably was like fucking with the boss before y'all got married.
Break it down. Break it down scene by scene. You got it. Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that you was courting, he was courting him. Y'all was fucking, y'all was flirting, whatever the fuck y'all was doing long before that. Now you done with him and you about to jeopardize this man's whole job. You, first of all, he probably only still, let's be honest, has a job because you are fucking him. And I think that's a true statement. But
why she laughed though? Why she made a joke? Like this is
beautiful. She said she the throat goat.
That's what she said.
She be under the desk sucking the dick while the husband is getting reprimanded. And
wow. I was like, this is quite a pickle she's got herself in. I don't know what type of career. She said career. So that leads me to think that this might be a good ass job.
This is a good, it has to be a good ass job. Yeah.
So. Bitch, you're going to be sucking that man's dick for the rest of your life. As long as your husband is working for that company, you need to be prepared to be sucking his dick and fucking him for as long
as you're. I agree. I agree with you 100%. Like, it is now your job and your duty to maintain your household. And if your head game is so good, that throat is so bomb, you need to keep on sucking the dick because, exactly. Bitch, you started it. So you got to keep on going until your husband decides he wants to get another job or old boy retires or leaves. Bitch, just get your throat ready. I mean, pour the lube down your throat. Get it ready, bitch. You're going to be sucking forever.
I have this numbing spray, bitch. I can send it to you.
Oh, yeah. We did get some numbing spray from the tattoo convention and it works. So, bitch, yes.
So, suck on. But I have a feeling that the only reason why she isn't interested in the boss anymore is because she's interested in the cousin.
Right. And three dicks is a lot. I had two before and that was a lot. So three of them, that's a lot of dick. I'm just saying. I know, bitch. I mean, I know there are bitches out there that can take a whole lot of dick and dicks. I'm not that bitch. So two dicks was a lot for me. So three dicks would just be, but again, she's out here sucking dicks, so sucking three dicks. Oh God, I can't even imagine sucking.
Let's be honest. She's probably not giving it all. She's probably not even barely. She's probably barely fucking her husband.
She probably ain't giving none of them her all. You cannot spread yourself that thin and be giving everybody your best fucking season. You can't. You cannot.
No, I'm just shocked that, I don't know, she just didn't seem remorseful to me. Like, I can't really have sympathized.
What in that letter let you think that she was remorseful? She that bitch want to know how, she wants you to tell her how she can stop fucking the dude. She don't want you to tell how. She wants you to give her permission. She wants you to be Ebony and give your normal trashy ass Ebony advice and say, fuck that dude. Don't fuck the boss no more. She wants you to give your fuck girl explanation.
I can't.
And advice. And it's not even possible, bitch. You are the worst.
You're doing too much. Yeah, she is. Like, she's doing way too much. You're going to have to, like, if you want to sustain this livelihood and your hut, like, This is going to break her husband. This is one of those situations where, like, on Soul Food, when Bird helped Slim get that job, and even though wasn't nothing going on, Slim still beat his ass. This is going to be one of those situations. If he ever find out, bitch,
going to find out because she is so selfish. She is going to stop fucking with him. He is going to get fired and the boss is going to, in not so many words, because the boss still has to protect the company. So in not so many words, he is going to let him know, you know, and you might want to watch your wife. And then that's going to make him question, like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did he say that shit? And you know what? You know, if you really want to be that bitch, you really can should have just flipped the, you never should have wrote into us because now this can be used in court, but you should have just flipped the script and told your husband that the only way that you can keep your job is if I had sex with him and he pressured me into it. I mean, you should have played the damsel in distress. Women do that dumb shit all the time. You should have been like, I was trying to keep your job. That's why I've been sucking his dick for 6 years.
Good thinking.
That's what you should have did, but your ass is absolutely too selfish. You ain't gonna do it. You gonna cut the boss off. Your husband gonna lose his job. And then on top of that, you're gonna be at a family function. One of them aunties is gonna see you making too many eyes with the fucking cousin and be like, what the fuck is up with that? Gonna put you on blast. And then all your shit is gonna be out. You're gonna have no man, no employer. You're not gonna have the cousin. You ain't gonna have shit, but you and your guzzle throat. That's all you're gonna have.
I think Shari gave you all the advice. Cause listen, it's a sticky situation. And unfortunately for you, bitch, you just gonna have to be, you might as well get you some knee pads, hoe, because that's your life.
Yeah. The best thing you need to do is keep sucking that man dick until he have a heart attack, die, quit, his wife find out. My husband
says, you know what? I'm ready to retire. And that's when you can retire.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to be really sneaky and conniving, drop a note assuming he's married or got a girlfriend. Fucking start sprinkling shit into her mind. Start.
Right. She can leave her panties.
You know what I'm saying? Start sprinkling a little questionable dust over there.
And that's then it. Sabotage the boss's
stuff. Sabotage his fucking his relationship.
Exactly. Be walking out of his office like this, fixing your clothes and shit. When you're walking out, some people be like, oh my God, what's happening? You have to look all disheveled and shit. You gotta.
No. She can't do that at the work because that's going to give her a chance of her husband finding out. So she cannot do that. She cannot.
Well, you saw what I did. She has to, well.
She cannot. She has got to find, in 6 years, there's been Christmas parties. There's been promotional parties. There's been other shit where his wife or girlfriend is present. She needs to start sprinkling shit. When you see his girlfriend go in the bathroom, get on your cell phone and be like, yeah, did you know that the president of the company is the one that, and then walk out the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Do some shit to sabotage his shit, and then he'll have no choice but to fucking leave your ass the fuck alone. You can't keep doing shit over and over and over, because then he's gonna know it's you. So you gotta sprinkle some shit here this quarter. Do one thing a quarter. Yeah, sprinkle some shit one thing a quarter. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe you can get rid of him that way. But yeah,
hope for the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. I've given you all kinds of advice, so you can take it or leave it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not sucking no dick for no man to keep a job. Period. Exactly. Period.
I don't even know.
I'm not sleeping with my partner's boss or boyfriend's boss or husband's boss. I'm not sleeping with them. I'm not doing that shit. That shit just equals messy. Fucking with people in the family, fucking with people at work equals mess.
Disaster. Oh my God.
You heard Tennessee? Half the people don't got jobs because they running through the girl because they in this open marriage. And yet you notice because it was her fucking, it's all out in the open. The marriage is open, which means he's fucking people too. So we don't know if he's fucking the secretaries and the clerks and everybody else because why? Because when women do shit, it's blown up. When men do shit, it's just like, that's just in a man's nature.
He was messing around. We don't do it. She was fucking everybody.
They fucked 6 dudes, 2 black big cocks. Yeah, so bitch, keep sucking. God. Like Ebony said, get you some new knee pads and keep on sucking.
That's the story of your life, hoe.
And you fuck the cousin. What the cousin got? You at least fucking a boss. What the cousin do?
The cousin probably ain't got no job. He probably got a big dick and smoke weed and play video games all day.
That motherfucker's favorite food is lemon pepper wings.
That's the starter pack. motherfucking lemon pepper wings, motherfucking PS5, whatever limited edition J's.
Hell yeah.
And a blunt.
Yep. Wait, why we just automatically make him black? We just stereotyped him. Why he can't be like Fortnite? Why he can't be Fortnite and a Bud Light?
Because this some Negroid shit.
You feel like that's what it is?
I do. I feel like, ooh, this energy. Hold on, let me get my.
Not your selenite.
I feel like, yeah, this is a girl. This is a black lady. I feel it.
Too
hilarious. She's not natural. She's getting weaves without the lace fronts.
No. She's fucking a boss. She gotta be a baddie. She ain't just no regular smuggler.
That's why I said she ain't getting it. Like, she ain't making it. Her shit look real.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I feel like she cute.
I feel like she is. Misguided. I feel like she a little baddie. I feel like she is
misguided. So yeah. Damn.
She ain't misguided. That bitch is a hoe. Fuck that. You a trifling ass hoe, and I said it.
She's just a little misguided. She just needs
fuck
some.
That bitch is not misguided. You've been sucking a man's your husband's boss's dick for 6 years. Bitch, you is not misguided. Bitch, you are on course. What are you talking about? That bitch is on course.
She gotta I guess we gotta tell her, like George Bush said, stay the course.
Stay the course, bitch. Stay the motherfucking course.
I was told, don't start nothing you can't finish. And bitch, you got to finish this.
You got to finish it, bitch.
Don't write no shit.
You need the boss to retire or something.
You better pray that.
I would be looking for that man a job every day, Ebony. I'd be like,
every day.
Look at this job. Oh my God, look at the benefit.
And the husband probably like, what? Why fix something that's not broke? I make good money. We're good. I'm happy. I have what is it? Longevity here.
You can tell that her husband is not an alpha male at all.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because, baby,
absolutely.
If
not.
Her husband was an alpha male, that boss would be like, bitch, okay, we ain't fucking no more. Cause I know that motherfucker's gonna beat my ass.
Yeah,
I feel like he work in the tech industry. He's super intelligent.
He works long hours. I feel like they're not fucking at barely any. Cause he's that boss got him doing overtime.
I don't think that he requires a lot of sex because he's so into his profession and his career. Like, I don't feel like I know that he needs it, but I don't feel like he requires a lot. Mm-hmm. He just wants his woman to be as beautiful. He's happy that he's got this little trophy on his arm. You know, that's his wifey. He is proud. And in the meantime, this bitch is over here, the hoe of Babylon, fucking his boss. And now she over here fucking and sucking on his goddamn cousin. And it's probably his best friend cousin too.
Oh, the one that be over there while he at work, the one
all the time. Like, yo, I can't get to so-and-so today. Can you go over there and check on? Oh yeah, cuz I'll go check on her.
I feel like his name is something like
Lamont.
Alphonse.
Nah, the cousin named Lamont. Cause that was no like Lamont. That Lamont. If we on the other spectrum, his name is Chad.
Chadwick. I won't even say Chadwick. I'll just say Chad.
No, just Chad.
Chad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love me a Chad.
Mm-hmm. Most people like Chads.
I think I haven't met a Chad that hasn't been fine, to be honest.
I've never met a Chad that I genuinely didn't like. I'm not gonna say they were all fine, but I mean they just have really dope personalities.
Ooh,
with Chad all the Chad. Now I know that there's some Chads out there that probably trifling because there's trifling people everywhere, but I've never met any trifling Chads.
I haven't met trifling Chads.
And Chad I got a dope ass cousin named Chad, so
I know a Chad Brown. He had to break up with me because his parents didn't like that I was black. This was when I was going to Greenville Elementary. Chad, if you're out there, I hope you're happy with the black lady.
Didn't go back to elementary school.
I did. Chad Brown, I hope you're doing well out there in the world. Greenville Elementary, and I hope you're married to a Black woman, and I hope you have little Black babies.
I wondered, you know, I had in junior high, I had a crush on a white guy, and he had a crush on me. I wonder if he married a Black girl. I wonder where he is. I've never even, I didn't think about it till now. The only white guy I ever liked, ever, in junior high.
We've already had the discussion that white guys, they just don't be only like that. And if it is, it's
Well, I knew that I could not date, his initials are PE. I could not date him because I got too many brothers. And if I would have came home with a white guy, you don't know. You don't
definitely
know.
Definitely one of your brothers would have been like,
you know my brothers.
What the fuck is going on?
They can date whoever they want, but let me or any of my sisters come around with somebody that wasn't Black. They already gave a challenge to a Black guy, but come on. You know, one of my brothers threatened to take somebody's shoes off their feet. You better be glad they made my size. Like, what? How can you? I've been removed off porches. Like, the door been closed on people. Like, these brothers, my brothers are serious.
I only think one of your brothers probably would have had an issue with it.
Oh, which one?
I want to say, I think he might be the youngest brother.
Luca? I think he's probably.
I think so. No, because the way his religious beliefs, I think that would have.
He dates outside his race. What are you talking about? I don't think he does. He has a cute little Black girlfriend now. She's so cute. I like her. No, I don't think he would definitely not be. No.
Well, shit. I don't
know.
The other one, the oldest one, date outside his race.
And those will be my problem. They'll be the one. They'll be trying to test him. They be saying all the shit. I already know. And then my hood brothers too. Oh my God. I could never bring them on the block. Oh my God.
Oh, the hood brothers. Those are the brothers you gotta be worried about. The hood brothers the most. I'm like, who is this?
Just white imagine boy? If I brought them on the block. Oh my gosh. Shooter. Oh God.
He would have to be legit, like.
They told my baby daddy to stop wearing red. Don't wear red over here no more. I was like, how y'all gonna tell this man he ain't no gang member? How y'all gonna tell this man not to wear a color on y'all block?
I don't know. Lorenz, what we say this man's was name was?
Lamont.
Lamont.
Lamont or Chad?
Lamont. Well, Priscilla. I guess it can be her name.
Priscilla?
I hope that, yeah, it just sounds like, you know, Priscilla. I really hope that her and Michael work this out and the boss's name could be Joseph, I don't know, Stephen, something like that. I really hope that they get it worked out because, whew, this is a lot. This has been one of the ratchetest, most disrespectful, most deplorable, say my name, we've had in a long time.
She definitely started 2023 off with a what?
And this, you know, we get so many. This is probably
This is definitely from 2022, but still, it don't matter. Shit,
bitch. We need Priscilla. We need a recap. What has happened since the new year, honey? What has happened? Write in again and tell us the deets.
New year, new you, with your new boo.
Hey, that's new career.
I hate that shit. You be the same motherfucking person. What you talking about?
You know what? This bitch, she gonna be a never ending cycle because you know what she gonna have to do? She gonna have to suck somebody else's dick to get that goddamn cousin a job so he'll get up them damn games and go on to work somewhere.
She need to fuck the boss's boss.
And do what? Get her own career? I mean,
no, fuck the boss's boss, and then so then she'll be like, well, I'll tell your boss that you're making me suck your dick, and then just threaten his job.
And then it's a never-ending cycle. She was sucking all the...
That is her role. People have different roles in life. Bitch, that's your duty. Her duty is saying, to suck dick.
So she stuck up sucking the husband's boss dick, the boss's boss, and then the boss's boss, and then the boss's boss, and then the boss's boss. It should be sucking...
Okay, then go directly to the source. Fuck the owner. Fuck that. If you don't want to suck so many dicks, just president. Go to the owner.
Fuck the president. Of the company. Fuck it all. Just fuck the president of the company. Or the CEO, CFO, all of them. Just do it. Start from the top, bitch. You're supposed to start from the top, then work your way down.
Hey, be like old girl at the Tennessee Police Department. Just fucking pick the top six people, suck their dicks.
Get one from every goddamn, you got one in the county, you got one in HR, get one in the mailroom.
And benefits. All the departments. Get all the department heads.
All the department heads.
Give them all head. That's what you do. Anyway, girl, let's get out of here. We just going on. We just rambling. We just rambling on about this hoe. She got us distraught. Right. Oh, shit.
I got to get this hoes in together.
Hey, she can't even close her mouth. Her mouth just permanently
her mouth
locked off. Yeah. She just got to, yeah.
I told people bother me, they can't close their mouth.
They'd be like, Priscilla can't never keep her mouth closed.
Her breath probably stank.
Ain't nobody about to be letting you suck their dick for 6 years and your breath stank. That bitch breath did not stink.
He just sucking her dick. What do you mean?
People that crack smell, you can dick. Smell when you suck a dick, you can smell your own breath on that dick. You can smell your saliva. She brushing her teeth.
Oh, you said she, bro.
That bitch breath don't stink.
Bitch stink anyway.
If not, I mean, it has a smell, but if you know if you don't brush your teeth, that shit smell foul as fuck.
That's no words. That is true. Okay, I can't go down this next rabbit hole with your ass. Let me get out of it. And let me get back on the train because it was fucking selling without me. Okay. Whew. Y'all can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas. Ebonites, you know how I love your advice requests, so keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We should be your favorite podcast, so make sure you are tuning into us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and you select the notification bell so that you are notified every time we upload a new episode every Thursday.
Right.
You are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch. If you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. Listen. We need you to tell your whole ass friends to tell your whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. 4 years we've been in the game. We've had celebrity guests. We got some fucking great show ideas. We have great content. We have great guests that aren't celebrities.
We have like, great podcast mash, definitely.
Exactly. So y'all need to be subscribing to, don't just go listen, subscribe. Subscribe. It takes that's it. Come on, shit. I'm getting tired of telling y'all this shit. It's pissing me off. I'm getting angry. I'm for real. I'm so mad. Like, we should be further than this. Y'all not helping us none. So what the fuck? Come on, please. Tell all your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends. We know you got whole ass friends. Tell them bitches to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Fuck.
Yeah. And the bitch that's out here that wrote that motherfucking say my name. Please tell your hoe ass friends, because I know you ain't the hoest of your hoe ass friends.
No. This is
you come from a line of hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Hoe ass friends, because what you doing is beyond hoe activity. Hoe activity be like, oh yeah, I fucked his best friend, or oh, I fucked his cousin. Nah, I fucked his boss and I'm fucking his cousin. You come from a long line of hoes.
You need to be on our merch site so you can get all the nice wholesome t-shirts we got, because that's what you need. You a nice wholesome
ho. Yeah,
get the merch. Tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Yes. Until next time, everybody, it's been another great, glorious, fantabulous fuck foolery episode of Naturally Unbothered. My drink is empty. I finished that shit. Peace out.